Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the DCX Systems Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. The statements are not the guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties which are difficult to predict. I now hand the conference over to Dr. Raghavendra Rao, Chairman and Managing Director. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Namaste and good evening, everyone. I would like to wish you all a very warm welcome to DCX Systems Limited's earnings conference call for the first quarter ending 30th June 2023. I would like to bring my gratitude to take the time of your valuable time to join this today. I will introduce in my team Mr. Shankar Krishnan, Director, and Mr. Ranga, CFO, and Mr. Shivakumar, VP Operation, and also our IR agency, Adfactors. So once again, welcome you all for the conference call. As I mentioned, the company has a very clear vision. In the last first call also, I mentioned the same thing. There are good developments that are happening in the company. First is, I would like to bring it to all of your attention, our only-owned subsidiary called Renil Advanced Systems. It is fully ready, and machineries and building, all the things infrastructure-wise is fully compliant and ready, approved by many of our foreign existing customers and the new customers. The only thing is, we need to move the commercial production. We need to get the certain certification done from ISO and AS certification to start the commercial production. That is well in the track, and the audit is going on with the agencies, and this will go into start. The production is going to start very shortly, maybe in another month's time. Commercial production is going to start. Secondly, as you're aware, on the many things in the plates of DCX today and a couple of technological JV, it is happening. The signing will be happening very shortly with the foreign OEMs, and that has taken a very good fast track from the last two, three months because, as you're aware, we are working with a big corporation for any technology JVs or technology transfer or the new PO. Takes a longer time. Now, I can say we are well positioned to. I can tell you today it is going to happen very shortly. The signing and the global penetration, what we are expecting, it is taking a very well place. And also, there is a big development in the Make in India. More than Indian suppliers, foreign OEMs, they require a good supplier in India. So DCX is well positioned into that based on the track record of last 12 years on the pure aerospace and defense company. And Make in India initiative and Make 2, Make 3, Make 4 programs, it is a very big, it's a multi-billion-dollar business India is dreaming. And also, you all may be seeing many foreign OEMs, they are coming to India to grab this opportunity. Of course, there is a they cannot handle alone in India. They need partners. Either you can take a technology partner or take a manufacturing partner, or their prime contractor or a tier one supplier in India. This is the Make in India program. And also, DCX is well positioned to take this opportunity because what they want, the customer wants, mainly on the good track record of the company, and secondly, the good infrastructure, good technical team, also the financial capability to handle such a huge program. Also, the DCX got now today we are full-fledged of manufacturing facility. So like cable and wire harness. Also earlier used to do all the cable assembly except OFC, optical fiber assemblies. Now that also we have started. That is a big market now. So we have ordered the equipment that is on the way. I think next couple of weeks our OFC will be operated. So existing cable, we are enhancing our cable facility also for the including OFC. Secondly, as you know that of course we do system integration. Now we added PCB assembly also in the EMS facility, gives complete customer what they want in the one roof solutions. Like we have a cable and wire harness, we have optics, we have optical cable assemblies and also the PCB assembly and system integration. So that, we can supply directly to the MOD for upcoming tenders with the technology taken from the foreign OEMs, or we can supply to DPSUs where they are a prime, we are a tier one manufacturing, we are a sub-module suppliers. So those area is very clear in the our pathway. And again, DCX taking many global penetration and things are very bright. And also, as you are aware, last time I mentioned that there is a huge offset backlog of our DOM W, 13.5 billion. There is no much improvement on the same figure is still like, you can check the DOM W website. The same way that figures is not in move because that now they are big way they are looking for an Indian supplier. We are one of the people in that other foreign OEMs other than Israel, like US or the French or other territory. Also, they are looking, we are in touch with many people and people also contact us because they need a good supplier in India. So that's what I just want to highlight this all the recent development. So I request our CFO to present the financial performance of the company. I shall be happy to take question from you all for a better understanding of our company. And all your question and everything over, I like to highlight few my closing remarks in the call. Now hand over to Ranga, please present the financials.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm Ranga here. Good evening to everyone. Thanks for attending the earnings call. I'm hereby presenting the numbers for Q1 FY24 vis-a-vis Q1 FY23. The operational revenue for the quarter ending Q1 FY24 stood at 170.10 crores vis-a-vis 213.25 crores for Q1 FY23. EBIT for Q1 FY24 stood at 18.71 crores vis-a-vis 11.64 crores in Q1 FY23. PAT stood at 9.85 crores in Q1 FY24 vis-a-vis 5.76 crores in Q1 FY23. The operational revenue dipped by 20.24% when compared to Q1 FY23. EBIT increased by 60.74%, 555 basis points. PAT increased by 71.01%. This is the summary of the financials for the quarter ending Q1 FY24. If you have any queries, I can take on this.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one if you wish to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Jem, an individual investor. Please go ahead. J, Jim, the line for you has been unmuted. You may proceed with your question.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, you are audible, sir.
So in terms of financials, I noticed that during Q1 FY24, there was a reduction in sales year on year. So could you please throw some lights on this as to how the company is taking to, face the challenges and make sure that the growth is sustainable over the coming quarters?
See here, Shivu, you will answer or?
Go on, Vanda.
Hello. Sir, we are not getting your audio.
Yeah. Vanda, go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, this is basically the turnover. Actually, what happens is this is project specific demand will be there. You cannot say, yes, when you compare the numbers with Q1 FY23 and Q1 FY24, you will see a dip actually in absolute numbers. But actually, it is not a dip if you ask the demand what was required to be honored during the quarter Q1 FY24. And what happens is in our business, when you compare quarter to quarter, yes, there will be in one quarter, there will be a dip and another quarter, there will be a increase. So when you see your performance over a period of 9 to 12 months, definitely there will be a, we'll be back to normal and there will be a growth when compared to the previous year. The classic example is when you see 21, 22, and 23, this is what has happened. Suppose in 21-22, the overall turnover was 1,102 crores. When you see 22-23, the turnover was 53 crores. So giving a growth of around 13.73%. So when you look at on a 9 to 12 months basis, definitely you will see a growth. I don't see any challenge in achieving the growth what we are looking at.
Okay, so in addition to this, would you... Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
To add to Mr. Our Ranga, Raghavendra here, see, as you are aware from our IPO time and the last earning call, normally you cannot divide our revenue by divided by 4. Okay? See, what's happening, normally you can see not only for 2021 or the last 6 years, our history shows first quarter always, first and second quarter we achieve only 30-35% of the total revenue. And the majority it is coming with the third and fourth quarter. I will tell you the reason why it is happening first quarter down. See, this all, I have a 7-8 program going in the PO, it is continuing in the area of different company, different this thing. Overall, give a priority of the material requirement for the PO schedule, we will go into do that, the priority-wise schedule, where you can see, suppose they are given 3 years back PO, the priority goes to that customer. Like, let us take last 2 years, like Bharat Electronics given the last 1 year back PO. This will go on a priority of 18 months delivery schedule. Okay, this is one more. And secondly, as you know, third and fourth quarter, there is a demand for India, there is a demand for the customer also. We also push lot of things for our revenue coming out from the March. And we do maximum sales in the third and fourth quarter only. This is a 6 year history, not today. First and second quarter, because March you completed, there is a supply chain. Of course, there is a good improvement in supply chain. The chips and other thing has been got improved. And now we assume we'll close maximum of the March ending, we'll close all the material. Then material has to come for the first quarter, maybe April, May, June. Then there is also delivery schedule required from the customer side. So normally this is happening from last 6 years. Not like we are going to do the revenue will be dipped in this thing. That means we don't have a PO. Of course, There is a PO, is backlog PO, there is a pipeline PO available. We used to continue like this only because this is not like other program where you received a PO in just 3 months back and execute and close the PO. Also, getting the PO will get a huge value PO. There is a clear delivery schedule and we have to maintain that the supply chain system also. Hence, this is a quarter down, quarter revenue was down and increasing in the second and third and fourth. This is natural in our business. I hope we answered. Shankar sir, anything to be added into this?
No, I think you put that, am I audible, sir?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think you put it rightly because it's historically we have seen in the last 5 years that Q1 and Q2 has always been very separate quarters, mainly on account of two main factors. One is the supply chain, the way globally it is skewed that way. And in DCS being a unique model operating in the build-to-print kind of a contracting platform, probably the comparison may not be proper with regard to rest of the companies which are all in the product game and things like that. Throughout our interaction with the stakeholders during the IPO roadshows and the subsequent calls, we have always kept emphasizing this fact that ours is historical. It is skewed this way and about 25 to 30% happens in the first half. And what is important in the model is two things. What we have been able to achieve during the first quarter is a very conscious effort of moving into a theme of improving the operational efficiency and supply chain so that the operational margins continue to keep going up. And for the first time, we got into a double-digit EBITDA growth during this quarter and we notched up a higher PAT in spite of the dip in revenue, mainly because of the extraordinary amount of effort that we had put on the financial restructuring with regard to the banking system on the exposure that has been taken by DCX. So as a team in FY24, we are following a theme of continuing to improve the operating margins at the EBIT and PAT level and also get into the ongoing discussions with the which is an advanced stage with our JV partners on the civilian JV or technology JV and also get into new frontiers of technology platforms, etc. Thus making the new initiative of transforming the model into from a build-to-print contract manufacturing player into a full-fledged DMS player from very soon when the commercial operations happen and also to transform the model into a technology platform the next 2 years. That is the shift that the whole model is taking, why the standalone growth will continue to be robust, including making geographical penetration into larger markets in the globe. Thank you.
Thank you for those insights, sir. In addition to that, could you also give guidance for the next upcoming 3 quarters, let's say?
I think as a matter of principle, I think we have maintained not to venture out into guidance forecast, mainly because the supply chain is so volatile globally and there is a lot of pipeline orders which are getting added. We wouldn't know what are the major factors that are determined by the global market and the foreign customers in order to prioritize the project execution, etc. All we can say is if you see the last 5 years of history, the company has been going from strength to strength year after year in terms of the revenue growth. And given the current orders on hand, confirmed POs, and also the pipeline that we are negotiating, which is in advanced stage, I think the company will continue to grow at a very, very reasonable CAGR, positive CAGR, and thereby improving the operating margins, etc. So, as a company, we feel extremely comfortable and confident about our growth for FY24 also.
You mentioned order books. So
sorry to interrupt. We request you to please rejoin the queue if you have further questions.
All right. I'll join the queue. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Wish you all the very best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Sanjay Sood, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening. I want to know what is the order value from Israel partners in terms of percentage?
The present order book was about Yeah, so out of 1,535, I can say in the present Israel will be around about 35-40%. It is coming from Israel.
And what is the frequency of you getting orders from there? Is it annual or quarterly or?
It is not like that. It's a project. The way they get order, definitely whether it's offset or non-offset. As I mentioned in the last call, we are not only considered by Israelis for only for offset order. We do for their internal requirement also. And also when they have a requirement, when they got a PO, anything they want in the cable and wire harness, PCB assembly, system integration, and they consider DCX as a priority vendor. We will get, once they have it, and we will get the definitely order from them. No doubt on that.
Okay. And my last question, do you foresee any challenge in terms of supply chain or in terms of your sale going down in next 1 or 2 years?
Supply chain, I cannot say today it is, there is a worse situation in last 1 year. Definitely there is a big improvement in the supply chain. And going forward, it is never go down. It will keep on improving the situation because many companies are reopened, reshifted, and there is no factor of fab problem. And as on today, and we are very clear, and supply chain is getting improved year on year. And there is no much challenge in the supply chain now and going forward too.
And one more question I have. How many customers you have added or you have lost in during last 6 months or something?
I will let you know very shortly. So okay. That question will be answered very shortly. I will definitely, I'll update you on that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Janmajay Gandhi from IVG Trust. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. I wanted to ask, sir, about the PCB production that you are planning to do, sir. How much benefit you will get from the operating margin?
On the EMS you are talking?
Yes, sir. And
the PCB
assembly.
See, that is also, that depends on the margins, operating margins. There is a captive business is involved. There is a, we are expecting a direct PO on the direct order to come. That also depends on the country to country, customer to customer. And overall, it is, you know, in the EMS area, you know very well it is going on the market. And I'm not dreaming that into the those areas because I concentrate only aerospace and defense, maximum medical and railways. So looks very, apart from the captive business, like to be a good jump in the operational margins, definitely. And till now, we are working with some existing customer for the quotation for PCB assembly direct order. Still, nothing has been materialized, and because my I cannot say my runnel is fully ready, tomorrow I can start the production because the AS certification has to be pending. So definitely there is a good operating margin can be expected from the EMS. Yes, you are right. We can get the good margin. But today I don't have any PO on hand for the direct PO because facility had to get ready and the certification has to ready. So, but definitely there is a good jump in the operational income in the EMS business. But today I cannot tell you. In the overall, I can naturally in the market going on, and you can see many companies are announcing. It is about like it be about 10-12% margin in the present scenario showing in the other EMS. And for me, I may get little more because of the aerospace and defense and the class facility, and till yet to confirm that. I'm sorry about it, but I don't have a PO right now.
Sir, and your raw material cost, what I assume, your internal consumption would be how much from the entire sale from the PCB? Your internal requirement?
So internal, see, present revenue of DCX we buy closely about 90% of our value is a PCB value, 85 to 90%. Let us take, I done 1000 crore, your 800, 850 crore was the printed circuit board value.
So, sir, that would be a quite a significant jump in the EBITDA margin.
That is the major cake.
From the third, from the second quarter, I guess, because the production would be starting from September, I guess.
September is little tight. We are targeting to start in October first week. Because certification will get in the September mid. So we are willing to start in the first week of October. In fact,
yes,
we have
fact
already
you can see in fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Right, sir?
Real impact you want to see on the margins, you can see in the fourth quarter.
Sir, and this is twice as the last question. The other income is showing a significant jump this quarter. What is the reason and is it sustainable or what is the source of this income?
The interest rates, as you know, when compared to the previous quarter, the rates are better now. Interest on deposits. The average realization is almost more by 150 to 175 basis points. That has resulted in increase in revenue. One. Second one is there is a one-time income of LD, liquidated damages reversal by a customer, which has been mentioned in this one also, results.
So last quarter, to explain more on technically on the LD, which one of my customer has been deducted by LD about 1.21 crores or something, 1.21 crores, actually went and we given explanation, we fought for that and given there is no mistake from our side. So that it has been reversed to our, it has been paid this quarter. Other income content of mainly on the interest income. Secondly, Andy, this 1.25 crores is a little money has been. Major income coming from the towards the fixed deposit. And it has been sustainable. Yes, it is always our pattern is going on. And as you know, DCX doesn't make any business without getting the customer advance. This is our policy. Once we keep on getting advances, this will be, FD will be keep remaining same. And until unless whatever we are getting the financial benefit from the government or other thing, till that continue, this other income also is sustainable.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Sampanth Nair from Tiger Asset. Please go ahead.
Namaskar, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So my question is on order. So currently we have order book of 1,535 crore. So like, what is the time duration for the execution of this order?
This present order, this may takes about another 12 months, Shiva?
Yeah, sir. 12 to 18 months.
Okay, and one more question. So we were expecting some big order inflow, if I'm correct. So what happened to that?
That's what in the, my first, in the starting remarks, this thing only I mentioned. And that is very well positioned. And anytime it is be expected, with not only that, there are many things is happening in the good way. And expected, because see, one thing I like to request everyone here, so this is not like where we are working with the general companies or these companies are very very big and it's all restricted, many restriction on the each and every clearance, because they are world leaders of the aerospace and defense company. It is was more than the delay and whatever that this is a process. So finally, we all done everything, and any moment I may announce very shortly on the, this is a very big news, I want to give it to the market. I know people are waiting, there is a delay from our side or the customer side, but this is the process, we have to follow this. Now, I will just, there is a lot of development taking place in between, and very shortly, we will go on to let you know. Very shortly, we will go on to announce the good news to all my investors. And thank you for the patience. I know it was a long pending, this thing, but we are also eagerly waiting. And now everything is done, only that PO has to sign and come out. It is any moment we are expecting.
So just to, you know, be precise, we are expecting in this financial year only, right?
You definitely, well before that.
Okay, so one more question. So we are, like, focusing on indigenization of your, like, we want our revenue to be more import, like, focus on India also. So, like, where are we in that front?
See, that's what I mentioned. You know, more than Make in India program is a multi-billion dollar program. And even though you can target about 1% of this total revenue, it will be runs in a nearly billion dollars. Okay? Now, Make in India, more than Indian companies, the foreigner want a good company, good partner in India to set up their facility, take a technology, produce and supply to MOD. There are two way of businesses. One is a technology transfer to us, and we become a prime and supply to MOD directly. Or there are DPSU, defense public sectors like Bharat Electronics, HAL, BEL, and the BDL and other things. They are a master system integrator, and we become a supplier to them. That is what, where we are sitting here, and the cable and wire harness, optical cable, and also PCB assembly, and also the system integration, those technology using those foreign technology and supply to our DPSU or MOD. That is the big business in Make in India. And, you know, wherever our Prime Minister goes and making a bringing a lot of company to India, like a GE or go to France, many things happening in Make in India. And also it is not only for in the board, and things is happening practically in whether in DOMW or MOD or DRDO, and things are very promising. And you can see the potential where DRDO is delivering it, or Bharat Electronics is delivering it, HAL is delivering it. We have a company, I will tell you, the big, where DCX is sitting in the gold mine today for Make in India. And we have, see, Bharat Electronics and all these big DPSU, they will not do cable, they will not do small system integration, they will not do PCB assembly. This is a big chunk of business. So they do master system integration, we do the, all the sub-module assembly to them. That is the expertise, we come out with that. So very few company in India to take this opportunity. And OEMs are looking, first they will see what is your growth story of last 10 years, what is the sustainability of my industry in the defense and aerospace, what is your financial capability, what is your due diligence of the company, and what is your capabilities, what all the things you can give it to the one-shop solution, like cable, wire, PCB assembly, and system integration. Those things we are very well fit into this thing. That's the reason I can tell you today, there are monthly, there are two, three foreign companies that are visiting DCX. Two, three companies, they're foreign company, big OEMs are coming and visiting DCX to make the qualification and take this forward. So this is the big opportunity. And only thing is, now there is an offset is parallelly going on, and Make in India and the tier one supplier or technology partner or supplier to MOD is well, is it designed for DCX today. Trust me.
Great. So also one more question, like, we are focusing on technology transfer. Also, is there focus on, you know, doing R&D on developing, coming up with our own technology?
See, normally it is not like R&D. Suppose you have a JV with a company. You have a JV. We sit in India. Okay, R&D is not full-fledged R&D. Okay, the product development, see, any product required a little modification, otherwise it will be outdated. So there are little R&D with the support of OEMs. There are R&D required to improve version of, suppose, let us take the US, they made it for their atmosphere, in their all the GPS and other things. There are, India requires some special guidance. That all we are planning to do it with along with the JV company. Yes, there are not like scratch to from scratch we need to start and finish. There are finished product comes, there is a technology comes, little bit R&D, of course we need to maintain the R&D in the lighter manner, which will not going to spend years on years. Is the R&Ds improve the technology as per the setting of the suitable for Indian atmosphere. That's what we need to keep it.
Great, sir. Thank you so much. And hope, like, instead of, you know, getting technology, we become, you know, transfer of technology, transfer of technology.
Yes. We are on the well within the plan and going on.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may please press star 1. The next question is from the line of Tirth Gosar with Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, so my question, good evening sir, so my question is regarding the working capital. So last quarter you mentioned that you are expecting your inventories and trade receivables to reduce this quarter. So please could you clarify on that?
Yeah. The inventory, if you remember, 1 minute, I'll just open the numbers and... So the inventory as on 31st March, if you see, was 228.51 crores, vis-a-vis 203.93 crores. Out of 228 crores, the split of 228 crores is 84.66 crores is raw material and 143.85 crores is finished goods. Now, when you compare this with the current quarter closing stock, the finished goods has come down from 143.85 crores to 13.97 crores. So almost entire FG we have exhausted. The raw material stock was 84, we service 190 crores in the current quarter ending, Q1 FY24. So the FG, whatever was there, has been fully sold. This is the position as on Q1 FY24.
Okay, sir, and on the trade receivable side?
On the receivable side, 1 minute. On receivable size, as on Q4 FY23, it was 319.53 crores. As on Q1 FY24, it was 149.32 crores. There is a considerable reduction in receivables.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1. The next question is from the line of Preeti Sharma from Invest First Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello. Can you hear me?
You are audible, ma'am. You may proceed with your question.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. I have a couple of questions. So, firstly, with respect to the OFC business, my question was that the current OFC facility that we started, so how much percentage of the products that we use fall under this category and what is the revenue potential for the same? And secondly, with respect to the same business, since the government has imposed an anti-dumping duty for 5 years on import of optical fibers, so how will it have an impact on our OFC business?
Let me take this question, advice. Okay. This is OFC business. We have just started. It is not a big facility. In the existing facility, we need to add few crores of capex. And this is not replacing with our regular cable. This has been some of the special cables used in the very sensitive area in radars or design system. There are mix of technology has been used both a normal cable and all the OFC cables. And coming to the, of course, there is a big market for the OFC too. And we are just installed our facility. And as I mentioned, certification is going on for OFC2. And there are a couple of inquiries, couple of demand from the customer side to have the OFC facility apart from the existing cable business. And we are not till we received, of course, there are a couple of RFQs. We are working on it. Very recently we received after we presented to our customers and existing and new customers. There are big opportunity and existing my competitors are doing well. I can say in the area of percentage of OFC business in the comparison with the other my competitor and requirement, I can say about 40% it is more demand than 40 to 60. 60% is our regular cable and 30 to 40% is the ratio what we are targeting and there's a clear visibility. Coming back to your anti-duty dumping on this case, as you know, we are not in the area of the domestic area and we are sitting in SEZ. 100% what all import raw material is 100% duty free if I am going to export outside of the country, which we are doing it from the our export oriented unit. There is no question of paying anti-dumping duty or duty to be paid extra, nothing like that. And whatever we are importing from the customs, we are 100% duty free unit where we are exporting back to other countries. I hope I answer your question.
Yes, sir, that was quite helpful. So secondly, my question was related to the EMS business. So since the EMS facility that we've recently established, what is the current status of it? Like the funding that is available, is it sufficient or do we need to raise more funds? And with respect to the recent support that we've received from the government for the development of electronic manufacturing in India, how do we see ourselves, benefiting from this post commencement of the facility?
Definitely we are benefit for this EMS. And regarding funding, as on today, we roughly invested about 40-45 crores from our own source till we are kept further the IPO money in the bank and for expansion plan. Presently, we don't require any fund for the enhancing or required more fund on the CapEx requirement. It is sufficient to what we have today and also what we reserve for the upcoming programs. And present capacity in our language, I can say, whatever machinery I put for the state of the Six Sigma machine, it can give you about both line put together about nearly 2 lakh CPH. That is 2 lakh component per hour can produce and give a delivery. And normally in the EMS, nobody like to load about more than 70 to 80%. Customer doesn't like to have more than 70 to 80% load. So in that, calculate everything. This is the line what we have sufficient. We can build, I can say today in the volume in our area, we can do easily for nearly $1 billion business we can do in the existing line. And the existing, the model what we are having it today. For we can go ahead and we have sufficient line, sufficient manpower and no further capex is required in this junction now. And of course, there are some of the new orders where we can have to invest some of them, which we have already money in the bank on the capex.
Okay, got it, sir. Thank you so much for your detailed answer. The last question would be related to the debt reduction plan. So could you just lay down the steps for the reduction of debt for the coming years?
Sir, whatever debt you see, it is for working capital. We don't have any long-term debt in our balance sheet. It is only working capital. So working capital is required to execute the order, sir.
Got it, sir. That's it. That's. Thank you so much, sir, for your answers.
Thank you. Yeah. Participants, to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Karan Sanwal from Niveshaay. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello. The line for you is not very clear.
Just a moment. Yeah, no, I don't know.
This is slightly better, but you would need to increase your volume or speak closer to the mic.
Sure. So I wanted to understand how much material that the product we produce are imported, how much raw material is imported, and if we are planning to source it locally.
No. Actually, in the present scenario, we buy locally about 80%. 80% we buy locally and 20% we import.
Okay. And also, do we serve the commercial aerospace business in our wire harness segment?
Sorry, can you please repeat your question, please?
Yeah, so I was asking whether we serve the commercial aerospace business in the wire harness business?
No. No.
Yes.
Okay.
No, 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 no.
Yes, aerospace.
Let me answer technically on this, Ranga sir. See, the commercial aircraft is always we call as a Class 3. Okay? Whether you take it as a commercial aircraft or a military aircraft or fire control, what all we produce, this will be suitable for Class 3, that is for a defined for a AS 9100 standard. And of course, the commercial aircraft also looking for this Class 3 facility only. There is no much difference between the commercial aircraft or military aircraft. So where our facility can able to deliver for the commercial aircraft too and civilian aircraft, which we are also working to acquire more inquiry on this. And in fact, that is in line.
So, what should be your margins in the wire harness segment, if you could say?
In the past history, Shankar sir?
See, cable wire harness is a very small, significant portion of our revenue. I think out of the 170 crores, we did about 3.87 crores in terms of the cable and wire harness. Normally, cable and wire harness, depending upon the project and the complications that are involved in the harnesses, ranges anywhere between about 20% to 25% kind of EBITDA margins.
Okay. Great. Thank
And
you.
Going forward, we are continuing to put lot of thrust and energy in improving the overall quantum of cable and wire harness business from FY24 and beyond.
Right. Great. Thank you so much and all the very best.
Pardon?
All the very best. That would be it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one at this time. As we have no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Dr. Raghavendra Rao for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. I would like to thank you, entire team of DCA Systems for this effort and hard work and dedication with the company. We are fully focused. And thank you all, Shiva, Ranga, Shankar sir. And I appreciate for joining the conference call. Also, I'd like to highlight to my dearest investor. And please, I want to make a special announcement here. Ours is a very 100% risk-free model, risk mitigation. What all we bill, we ensure payment will be back to our company. And our PAT is reserved for that. And also, we are working with a defense company. And there are certain Indian defense clearance, also the foreign OEMs, is all big corporation. This will be more than the time expected and approvals and the clearance and the security clearance take place. My only humble request to my investors, dear investors, please bear with us. DCX is fully focused on the revenue model, and especially myself and my team, other than a DCX, we don't have any other business. Completely myself and team is fully dedicated 24/7. We work for DCX for all your growth, all our growth. That's what I want to request. And please bear with us for any the delay or something like that. and is the defense industry, but DCX is going to come out all the delays, what will happen in the whether supply chain issue or the technology transfer or the JV or the new PO. Now everything is in under control. Very shortly I will give you the good news. Please bear with us till then, and thank you so much. Jai Hind.
Thank you. On behalf of DCX Systems Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.